This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 11, and speak on the subject, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. That's John, chapter 10 and verse 11. In this place, Jesus Christ is speaking to His disciples. He desires that they understand all of the truth and not be deceived by Satan at all. And so in John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus makes this statement, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Notice right away in verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is stating here that there are shepherds that are not good. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. But we need to be aware that there are other shepherds that are not good at all. Think of this. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, beginning in verse 3, at this place the disciples are questioning Jesus Christ about the end of the world and asking him, what about the sign of thy coming and the end of the world and the destruction of the temple and all of these things? When shall these things be? And in Matthew 24 and verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Jesus said, Take heed that no man deceive you. And remember that Jesus said in John 10 verse 11, I am the good shepherd. There are other shepherds that are not good. Jesus said, Be careful lest any man deceive you. In verse 5 of Matthew 24, Jesus continues and says, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Just because a person says they are from God does not mean they are from God. Jesus states in Matthew 24, verse 5, that many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He says, Do not be deceived. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 11, I am the good shepherd. We need to be sure that we're following the good shepherd and not the wrong shepherd. Notice also in the book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning in verse 16, that there are those of the satanic nature that will point people to Christ. Notice in the book of Acts 16, verse 16, And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out the same hour. You see, in Matthew 24, beginning here in verse 4 and verse 5, Jesus says, Take heed that no man deceive you about who the real Christ is, about who the good shepherd really is. He says in Matthew 24, verse 5, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And we find in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16 through 18, that this demon-possessed young woman was pointing people unto Christ and saying unto them, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. We need to be careful that we're following the right one. You see, the devil knows that if he even points people to Christ, that some people will wind up following him. We need to be careful of who we're following. Notice that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 states that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You see, there are many shepherds, and Satan would appear as a shepherd. Satan would appear as one that is watching out for your well-being. And the whole truth of it is that he's out to get you. Satan is out to take everything away from you and not to give you anything. Notice in John 10 and verse 11, a characteristic of the good shepherd. Jesus said, The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. It is absolutely true that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, the Son of God. He is the God-man. He is all God, all man. And Jesus Christ came into the world to die that sinners might have everlasting life. But what does the devil do? The devil doesn't die that people would have life. Rather, the devil kills people to get their life. Notice in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Yes, Jesus lays down his life for the sheep, but Satan will take your life away from you. Think of this, folks. Of all of the habits that people get into, that Satan would desire that you do, they will kill you. Think of smoking, for example. Many, many people smoke cigarettes, cigars, pipes, whatever. And many, many people get the resultant disease of lung cancer or some other kind of cancer. You can stop smoking and go to chewing tobacco or whatever, and you'll wind up getting another kind of cancer, stomach cancer, or cancer of the lip or the mouth or whatever. And think of all the people that are addicted to alcohol who wreck their lives, ruin their lives. Think of all the people that are ruined financially and their families are ruined because of gambling. I mean, you think gambling is from God? Come on. It's not from God. It's of the devil. It's from Satan. Think of this. All the people that are taking methamphetamine, all the people that take heroin and marijuana and all of these kinds of drugs, do you think that is from God? No. See, you see, Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus lays down his life for the sheep, but the devil will take your life from you by all of those bad habits, and he'll ruin your life. Pornography does nothing to help anybody. It is a plague upon our whole nation, and it's of the devil. And it destroys, it ruins character, it ruins the mind, it ruins hope, it ruins lives. And it causes people to go into eternal hell because they do not take time to see if they're following the good shepherd or not. Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the one that watches out and cares for his children. Back in the book of John, chapter 10, the Bible states in verse 12, "Not only are there many shepherds, but there's also hireling shepherds." In verse 12 of the book of John, chapter 10, Jesus states, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine." Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Jesus Christ cares for his children. Jesus Christ cares for his sheep. He lays down his life for them. And Jesus will do whatever it takes to make sure that they're in safety. But if you're following a hireling, whenever the danger comes, the hireling will be gone. Think of this. King David is a man after God's own heart. And when King David was a shepherd, the Bible states that King David fought for the safety of his sheep. The Bible states that David killed the lion. David killed the bear. The Bible even states, by David's own words, that he took the lamb out of the mouth of the lion, and when that lion arose up against him, David caught him by the beard and killed him. Listen, God is the good shepherd. He is the one that watches out for us. And people's lives today are ruined because they will not submit themselves to the good shepherd. They will not realize. They will not come to the place of saying, "I need God." And everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice needs God. And I will state that those that are not listening need God too. And I need God. I cannot make it without him. He's the good shepherd. He's the one that watches out for us. Why is it that the hireling flees? It's because he does not have a vested interest in the sheep, But Jesus does. Jesus has a vested interest in his sheep. Why? Because Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. The hireling is only hired to care for the sheep, and he will not risk his life because he figures his life is more valuable than any amount of money he could ever earn. But Jesus Christ is not a hireling. Jesus does not get paid for taking care of us. Jesus laid down his life for us. Notice that Jesus Christ leads us beside the still water. The book of Psalms 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It's because he's my shepherd I shall not want. The Bible states in Psalm 23, verse 2, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." All of these things Jesus does for us. Why? Because he's the good shepherd. He's the one that watches out and loves us. And he sees danger approaching and protects us from the evil. And he does not ever leave us nor forsake us. He said he would always be there. And he will always hear our prayers and answer our prayers. The Bible states in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Listen, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Verse 5, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Oh, what a marvelous psalm that is. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord takes care of me. He is not a deceiver. Every gift that he gives is good, and none of his gifts is bad. None of his gifts have evil consequences, but they are all good." John chapter 10, verse 16, "Jesus is the good shepherd because he will bring other sheep into the fold." Notice John chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus states, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd." The ones that will come into the fold are those people that are not born when Jesus was upon this earth. But as time passes, these people are born, and in the process of time, the gospel is preached unto them, and when they are saved, they are added to the fold of Jesus Christ. He is indeed the good shepherd. Notice that the good shepherd is loved of God the Father. John chapter 10, verse 17 and verse 18. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Jesus is powerful, and he's my good shepherd. He is the one that no one can defeat. And Jesus has saved my soul, and I'm thankful to know today that he is the good shepherd that watches out for me. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me once again this morning. Before we close, we would like to remind you of the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our regular preaching service at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to independencebaptist.org. We have much information there concerning the things that we believe, preach, and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have any questions or comments concerning the things that I've preached this morning, you can contact me by either writing to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, or my email address is on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of your questions, knowing that God is the one that has all answers. In the meantime, We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.